welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording live from Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka at a meeting of the Commander's Task Force, and we'll be talking to the commanders of the state veteran service organizations on the show. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
Partnerships are essential to the success of our mission, be it at home or abroad. Through training exercises with our international partners and various state and federal agency partners, the soldiers and airmen of your Minnesota National Guard get access and exposure to a more diverse pool of perspectives, resources, and expertise. Our partnerships and working relationships with local, state, and federal agencies help us ensure the safety of our communities here at home. Through our international cooperation agreements, we provide our nation's security solutions in support of our overall defense strategy to ensure global stability. Our partnerships make us stronger, and participating in domestic and international partnerships is a hallmark of the American military and one that your Minnesota National Guard is proud to uphold.
General Jensen, for more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we're recording today from Federal Premium Ammunition, where there's a meeting of the Commander's Task Force. The Commander's Task Force is made up of 9 veteran service organizations, including the American Legion, VFW, Disabled American Veterans, Marine Corps League, Vietnam Veterans of America, Military Order of the Purple Heart, AMVETS, Jewish War Veterans, and the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America. And we have two gentlemen joining us right now. We have Mark Dvorak, who's the American Legion Department Commander, and John Flores from AMVETS. Gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Good to be here, Tommy.
Mark, or John, take it easy now. I want to talk to Mark for a minute. His organization's bigger than yours, American Legion. And Mark, you're the American Legion Department Commander. You were just elected. It's the biggest veteran service organization in Minnesota.
Yes, that is true, Tom. And first of all, before I get started here, I want to thank you for all you've done, because I've been listening to your program ever since it's been on KCHK in New Prague. That's where I'm a member.
With Tom Getzinger down there, he's a good supporter and a good network member.
Yes, so thank you.
Now, you're a fellow Air Force veteran.
That's correct.
Can you tell us about your service?
Yeah, I went in 1973, and my first duty station was Grand Forks Air Force Base in Austin, Texas, which was a fighter base. Then from there, I went to Grand Forks Air Force Base, North Dakota, for 4 years. And then I transferred to the Minnesota Air National Guard, the 133rd Airlift Wing, and I spent 16 years on active duty there. They call it the AGR program, which was on active duty, so I retired from there in 1995.
Small world, Mark. When my first station was Minot, North Dakota, I spent about 6 years there 1 year.
Why not Minot?
And then went to Vietnam, and then came back, and I joined the 133rd as well. Now, you tell us, how many members does the American Legion have in Minnesota?
Well, our goal this year is about 69,000 approximately, and hopefully we can reach that goal. We've started a few, but we're emphasizing a few of our programs and our committees to try to meet that national goal in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, and Mark, I understand your commander's project this year has to do with the Wounded Warriors Guide Service and Legionville.
That is correct. So 75% of what I raise will go to the Wounded Warriors Guide Service. And they've been around since 2009. They're younger veterans that are out there among these younger veterans. And they're the ones that are making a difference. I don't understand what's going on with these younger veterans, but these younger veterans do. And they're out there helping them through recreational activities. And some of these activities can actually last up to 5 days, and they're making a difference.
Mark, I remember when I joined the VFW back in the early 70s, World War II guys said, I don't know what's going on with these Vietnam veterans that they're not joining, but we did. So have faith, they will. Well, this is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're recording today from Federal Premium Ammunition with the Commander's Task Force. And John Flores is with us from AMVETS. He's a Marine. What do you have to say about that? What do you have to say in your defense, John?
First of all, I'm the state commander of AMVETS, and I'm U.S. Army.
Oh, I thought you were a Marine.
No.
All right, we have made a mistake.
Across that way.
My apologies. Yeah. I was wondering where your red shirt was.
Yeah.
That explains it. Tell us about AMVETS. What is AMVETS, and who's eligible to join?
Well, we're the little brother to VFW and the Legion, and we have about 1,000 members in the state of Minnesota and 15 posts scattered around the state of Minnesota. And we're, like the other VSOs, we're working hard to help our vets. One of the issues that popped up this year that's concerning, and we're trying to run it down with the Commander's Task Force and our legislators, is the pharmaceuticals, the cost of pharmaceuticals. And because we know there's a limited amount of money in the federal budget, and maybe less than that. And so we want to make sure that dollars allocated to veterans is well spent, and it provides a maximum impact to veterans. So we've discovered some issues with the charges and the costs. Not that veterans pay, but that TRICARE pays and the government pays. So we want to get with our legislative team and see what we can do to investigate that and maybe make some changes, because we need to have more money spent on veterans and not spent on other things.
And who's eligible to become an MVET member?
Practically anyone that has served honorable discharge, but we have most of our members, our combat veterans, our in-country veterans that have served in some theater. But we have a lot of support veterans as well.
And Mark, who's eligible to join the American Legion?
Well, we just, President Trump just signed the Legion Act. So eligibility now is from December 7th, 1941, the current date. So any veteran that has one day of active duty with an honorable discharge or still serving is eligible to join the American Legion.
John, you and Mark are here today, kind of an organizational meeting for this year's Commander's Task Force. Can you tell us about that? You put your memberships together, you put together some legislative initiatives, you go up to the Hill and try to take care of our veterans.
Well, we had a good year last year, and that's a good start. We did some good stuff for disabled veterans and survival spouses. And so that was one of our top priorities, and we got that done. We still have a little tweaking to go on that, but we'll get it done. And this year, we're just putting the package together, you know, what we can do to improve medical care. And that's really the outcome as veterans get older and medical care becomes more and more important. And so that's really where we're leaning.
And Mark, the Commander's Task Force is an opportunity for all of the commanders of all of the state veteran service organizations to bring their ideas forward and bring their priorities forward and work them out so that next spring when we go up to Vets Day on the Hill, you present a united front with some initiatives you want to cover for this year.
Yeah, exactly. Like the commander said here, we're going to discuss our initiatives today, and that's ongoing, of course. But the important thing is that we all work together. A single message, and do the hard work that's needed with our legislatures to get this done, whatever our priorities are for the year.
And Mark, there's a couple other things that I think we want to cover this year. The state of Minnesota, American Legion, are losing a couple of important partners. Randy Tesdall's been adjutant for 10 years, and he's going to retire. And I understand El Zidane, who's been around, seems like forever, is coming to the end of his career. You've got some important people to replace.
Yeah, El's been with us over 20 years, and he'll be retiring the 1st of January. We know his health problems, but Randy's going to try to hang on till the 1st of January, and we have hired a new adjutant, Mike Muxa, out of Montgomery, the American Legion Post in Montgomery, so he will be working with Randy as of this past Monday for the next 3 months.
And Mark, we'll be working with you to see if we can get both of those gentlemen on the show so we can cover their careers and all the important things they've done for veterans here in Minnesota. And hopefully you can help us arrange that before it's too late.
We'll get that done.
And we're looking forward to having you on the show several times this year. And then there's this John Flores. You know, you act like a Marine. You sure you weren't in the Marines?
No, I'm related.
You're related. All right, John.
I'm the black sheep. Everyone else is a Marine.
I had you lumped in with those other Marines.
Yeah,
they're coming
please,
on the next.
Please, no.
My apologies, John. But you fooled me. I thought you were a Marine. Well, we look forward to having
that. That's that drill instructor voice.
Is that what it is? Yours or mine?
Mine.
Yeah, okay. All right, send it attention. Well, John, we look forward to having you on the show this year, too, and we talk about AmVets and maybe help you find some new members to join.
That's right.
And, Mark, we're looking forward to having you on the show several times this year. We have to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to have the Commandant of the Marine Corps League and Todd Kemmery from Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans, who is a Marine, on the show. So the second segment is going to get wild. Please stay with us. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Please stay with us when we come back from Federal Premium Ammunition for the Commander's Task Force.
Thank you, Tom.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. As we said earlier, we're broadcasting today from Federal Premium Ammunition, where we're holding a meeting of the Commander's Task Force, which is made up of the commanders from nine veteran service organizations, American Legion, VFW, DAV, Marine Corps League, Vietnam Veterans of America, Military Order of the Purple Heart, AmVets, Jewish War Veterans, and the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America. And joining me now, we have the Commandant of the Marine Corps League, Doug Anderson. And we have Todd Kemmery here again, Kemmery, from Minnesota's Paralyzed Veterans of America. And Todd, we figured out the last time you were on the show, you were the most recent one to join the Commander's Task Force, and that's why you're always last.
That's true.
But you also served in the Marines, didn't you?
I am a Marine.
Okay, well, we got the Commandant here. And Commandant, did you sign him up yet?
I will today.
You will today?
I'm going to work on him a little harder today.
Well, I'll put a pen in his hand, and we'll make an X, and then you got him.
It has to be in crayon.
Yes, crayon? Exactly, yeah. All right. If it's not in crayons, then it's not official.
Gentlemen, Doug, I want to start with you. You're the Commandant. Everybody else, every other veteran service organization, they're commanders.
Yeah.
And we get to the Paralyzed Veterans as a president. And of course, Marines, you're the Commandant.
I'm the Commandant.
And you have been for a few years now.
This is my second term, or my second year. The membership is either trying to abuse me or thinks I'm doing a good job. I haven't decided which one yet.
That sounds like the Marines.
Yeah.
So. You're volunteered, voluntold.
Voluntold, yes.
So how many members do you have in Minnesota?
Right now we have about 530 members in Minnesota.
But how many Marine veterans live in Minnesota? Any idea?
There's a lot of them, and a lot of them don't even know about the Marine Corps League. In the past 2 months, I've run into at least five Marines, who said, "What's the Marine Corps League?" when I mention it to them. And I go, "Here you go." I hand them my card, I hand them a pamphlet, and said, "This is what we're all about." The problem we're having right now is a lot of the veterans I'm running into are up in kind of the northeastern part of the cities, up in Blaine and that area.
And I thought you were going to say they were hiding out in the woods in northern
Minnesota. Well, that we have some hiding out up there, too. We've actually been trying to work on Duluth and Grand Rapids as getting some detachments. We've got some interest up there, but right now, I would like to see us get another detachment up in the northeastern part of the cities.
Well, Doug, let's answer that question. What is the Marine Corps League? What do you do?
Well, we are a Marine veterans organization, the only one that has a federal charter. We accept all Marines with honorable discharges.
And some Navy medics, as I recall.
Yes, our corpsmen that have served with Fleet Marine Force, and Navy chaplains who have served with the Fleet Marine Force.
Well, they've taken care of the Marines forever, so you better let them in.
Yeah, we let them in. Yeah, somebody's got to bless us, because Lord knows that we're not going to be blessed very often.
Well, they send Marines in to break things.
We have to go and confess and say we didn't do it.
All right, so you're looking for the rest of those Marines all over Minnesota to sign up.
I am always looking for Marines. The best thing I think we've done in the past year is we've really started working on the female Marines, and we no longer call them female Marines. They're Marines. They've earned their title. And a lot of the female Marines I ran into at the division conference I just had up here, which encompasses seven states, were some of the best, you know, that have ever served. And they are really involved. They're really eager. So all you female Marines out there, you veterans, I want you to get a hold of me and come out and join us.
We're speaking with Commandant Doug Anderson and Vice President Todd Kemmery on Minnesota Military Radio out at Federal Premium Ammunition. Todd, I want to come to you, Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America. How many members do you have, and what's your mission?
At any given time, we have 350, give or take. So we have a smaller membership, but we feel we have a large impact. One of the largest impacts of all the veterans organizations out there. So our mission is we want to be able to take care of not only paperwork-wise, but also with other events and things pertaining to activities and such for the paralyzed veteran, also for those that have a spinal cord disorder, such as Alzheimer's, MS, and those are the primary core group of people that encompasses our membership.
Now, you maintain an office out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center.
Our main office is out at the VA hospital in the SCI, Spinal Cord Injury Center. We have a smaller office for the legislative part of what we do over at the Capitol at the Veterans Building.
Very good. And Todd, you've been on the show before, and we've talked about the value of the Commander's Task Force. Can you explain to our listeners why all these veteran service organizations get together and how do they help each other?
You know, when you work together as a collaborative team, which is what the Commander's Task Force does, then we're able to have a larger impact, I feel, when it comes time to testimony in front of those committees up there at St. Paul. So working together, we can accomplish a lot more if we try and do it singly or separate from each other.
And Commandant, you've been a member of the Commander's Task Force for a few years. Mm-hmm. We've seen some incredible things happen up at the state legislature, and we've also seen a lot of veterans come up for Veterans Day on the Hill. Last couple of years have been terrific.
Yeah, last year was great. The turnout, I don't know, remember how many we had up there, but just the sight of the march from the DA or from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs building up to the Capitol steps is just impressive. To see all of those veterans standing together and saying, we are one voice. This is, you know, we want things passed. We want to be taken care of.
Now, Doug, I know some of those veterans aren't young pups anymore. You said the term march. I'll bet the command sergeant major wouldn't call it a march.
Well, for Marines, it's always a march, because if my Marines are not marching, they're going to get a earful. So last year, the ones I marched up there with, especially a couple of them, I was like, nope, you guys have to stand straight. There ain't no slouching anymore. Just because you're a civilian or think you are, you're still a Marine. You will march.
Todd, were you leading the charge up to Capitol Hill?
You know, as far as diddy bopping up and down the sidewalk, no, I was able to roll a straight line. So
I want film of that. I want to see that. Todd, I want to come back to you. The Paralyzed Veterans of America here in Minnesota, a very, very active crew. I think we established with Ken the last time you were on that you're out fishing, you're out hunting, you're out shooting, all kinds of things going on. You guys are pretty active.
Absolutely. It goes with part of our rehabilitation. If we're going to stay healthy physically and mentally, then you have to stay active. And so we try and help provide opportunities for that to happen for not only just our membership, but anybody that needs some extra help in that matter.
Commandant, I know you've known Todd for a while, but he's mm-hmm. a Marine. He's yep. not a Marine in the chair. He's just a Marine.
He's just a Marine.
We don't have to be nice to him either, do we?
No, not really, no.
Tell me about the missions. What do you, Marine Corps League, I know that you help support a number of missions. What do you do?
So some of our biggest ones, of course, are Toys for Tots around the state. We have a lot of detachments that are heavily involved with that. In the cities here, we've got MWSS 471, which is the Marine Corps Reserve Unit out here at the airport that actually coordinates the whole thing. We also have another initiative that just came out from National, and it was agreed, or the Commandant of the Marine Corps had pushed this out, saying Marine for Life. So what we do is I have a representative who sits on the department side of things that when the Marine Corps veterans are getting out, they have a place to come to in questions, you know, where is the VA facility, who can I talk to? So I have a Marine for Life is what he's called, director, and I also have him at the detachment level. So they have somebody to talk to and say, you know, I need care. Where can I get it at?
So when the Marines are mustering out and get out of the service, if they'd call the Marine Corps League, they can get all kinds of resources. You'll help them find whatever they need.
We have a lot of resources, and I wish people would just continue to call me. I've got a lot of them already, and we're, you know, our biggest transmitter right now is Facebook.
Commandant, you better sign Todd up because he needs some help.
I got my crayon right here right now.
All right. Any final thoughts, Todd? We've got about a minute left.
You know, I appreciate the opportunity to come in and speak on your show, Tom. Just that if you know somebody that has a spinal cord injury, whether the service connected or non-service connected, please get in touch with Paralyzed Veterans of America, and we'll be able to help out as much as we can.
Very good, sir. And Commandant, if there's Marines out there that don't belong to the Marine Corps League, sign them up.
Sign them up. And I also want to stress that one of the big thing about veteran suicide is a friend. You always have a friend with a Marine, no matter what.
Very good, sir. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. That was Doug Anderson, Commandant of the Marine Corps League, and Todd Kemery, Vice President of the Paralyzed Veterans of America, Minnesota chapter. When we return, we're going to talk with the commander of the DAV of Minnesota out here at Federal Premium Ammunition. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording from Federal Premium Ammunition, where there is a meeting of the Commander's Task Force, and we've been talking to a number of the commanders from the veteran service organizations around the state, and we're going to talk to the DAV of Minnesota in a moment. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
Did you know that the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is not part of the federal VA? We are a separate state organization dedicated to helping veterans and their families navigate the complex federal VA system and provide quality health care to our state's heroes. Over many years, MDVA has built a strong and collaborative partnership with the Minnesota Veterans Affairs healthcare system. I am proud to share our collaboration has resulted in several successes. Here are a few to highlight. To better support our veterans, MDVA has an outreach office located at the Minneapolis VA Hospital, where the MDVA staff provide direct assistance to veterans and family members regarding their state and federal veterans benefits. Another success is our partnership on reducing veteran homelessness in the state. We also collaborated with the Minneapolis VA to create an on-site dental clinic at the Minnesota Veterans Home in Minneapolis, which has been a great success. We are confident that our future collaboration will continue to provide great benefits for all of Minnesota's veterans.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is the commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, Scott Burnt. Commander Burnt, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much.
Commander, interesting place to have a meeting out here, Federal Premium Ammunition. I know that you've had some meetings and you took a little vote in there, and pretty soon we're going to have a little lunch and then you can go on a tour and maybe shoot some weapons. So, is this official? Do you know who the chair is going to be of the Commander's Task Force for next year?
I do know who the commander is. I am they call it the second chair.
DAV's second chair this year.
Yes. And Todd of the Paralyzed Veterans is going to be the new chairman.
So the Commander's Task Force elected that Marine, who is the vice president of the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America, to be their chair for this year, and he's been involved in legislative issues for quite some time.
Yes, in his statement he said he's been involved in 16 years, so we took his expertise.
Well, I'm sure he'll do a great job, and wish him a lot of success. And of course, we've been talking about the Commander's Task Force today and the fact that all these veteran service organizations get together, combine their membership, and go up to the Hill, and you prioritize some legislative initiatives that you want to work on this year, and that's what you'll be working on over the next few months, correct?
Yes, we have a couple more meetings, one more this month, and the first week in November we have another meeting just to start brainstorming what our legislation's, what we want from our legislation from the state of Minnesota.
And Commander, the last couple of years, I think the DAV has been heavily involved in promoting Veterans Day on the Hill, which was going to come up next spring, because the last 2 years we've had a lot of veterans go over there and meet with and talk to their legislators.
Yes, we have. It's kind of a budgeted item for us this year again, where we will bring buses all the way from Bemidji down to the Capitol. We want to make sure our veterans are heard.
And we had a really good year last year. We passed a number of initiatives, and the state, our elected officials paid attention, didn't they?
Yes, they did. But this is not a, this year is a little bit different because of, I think they call it a bonding year. So we'll see what we can get done.
Well, there's always work to do, and it'll be great. We'll support whatever initiatives the Commander's Task Force has. But let's talk about the DAV of Minnesota for a moment. You're one of the most active veteran service organizations in the state. And, of course, you put a lot of vans out there to bring our veterans to their medical appointments, and you're always looking for volunteer drivers to drive.
We are, and we are a growing community in the transportation. We are always looking for areas where we can continue to improve for our veterans to get there. I think we have like 37 vans right now here traveling in the state. So we're always looking.
You're always looking. Commander, I know you had a couple of goals for this year, and I think your first goal had something to do with membership.
Yes, membership. We are on track. Our membership by our national was quite high this year, but we are on track. We're looking for members to join us, and we have incentives out there to get more people in where we actually, the state and chapters will help pay for their membership. So all you have to do is call DAV Minnesota, and they can tell you who you have to contact to get this benefit.
And if our listeners want to go online, they can go to davmn.org, and they can go on there and they can volunteer to be a driver. They can join. They can find out about the events. You have a lot of events. There's some fun fall events coming up.
Oh, yes, we do. We have actually, after today, I'm getting ready to go up to Camp Ripley to do a deer hunt. We also go ice fishing. Well, because we're in Minnesota, we walk on water. So we have a fun time.
In the wintertime, we could do that.
Yes, in the winter only.
Of course, you're the state commander. You might be able to do that all the time, but I can't do that. Commander, you had a second goal, and I think that had to do with strengthening your chapters around the state. How many chapters does DAV have?
At the present time, we have 32 chapters, and they are pretty well all over the state. And our goal, when I say strengthening them, what we're trying to do is get more people to understand that there is local DAV chapters in their area. So I'm going to be tasking you on the military radio here to get the word out that the DAV is statewide.
Statewide organization, and for anybody out there, who's eligible to join, Commander?
Any veteran that has been injured in time of war, or conflict, war. We're right now, the window has been open since 1990, the first Gulf War.
So all you veterans out there listening, you'll know if you're eligible, if you've been injured in war and you have some kind of rating with the VA. And if you are, go to davmn.org and join this great organization. You don't really have to do anything, but if you add your name, that's another member. And when you go up to the Capitol, that's another voice, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Right now, the present strength of the DAV in the state of Minnesota is about a little bit over 19,000. We'd like to hit the 20,000 marker.
Well, I hope you get it done this year, and you're going to have an exciting year. I understand your wife is serving at the DAV as well.
Yes, my wife is. We have two commanders in one house. My wife is the Disabled American Veterans Auxiliary State Commander. So
you're burning up a car and running all over the state.
Yes, we are.
Well, Commander, it's a pleasure to talk to you again, and I hope to see you on the CTF Christmas show and a few other times, and we'll certainly have you on when we talk about Veterans Day in the Hill, and I hope you have a great year and a good group of people with the Commander's Task Force.
I want to thank you, Tom, and I want to thank the military radio, because you are reaching out to the veterans, and you're keeping them informed. Thank you very much.
We do what we can, Commander. Thanks for joining us today. That was Scott Burnt, the state commander of the DAV of Minnesota. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to the VFW from Federal Premium Ammunition. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been recording today from Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka at the meeting of the Commander's Task Force, where we've been talking to the commanders of the state's various veteran service organizations, and we saved the best one for last, the VFW. Joining me now is the state commander, Chad Solhide. Commander, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
First time we've had you on the show. How's it going up here at the Federal Premium? Is the Commander's Task Force having a pretty good meeting today?
It's been a very good meeting, and the food is phenomenal.
You got started on lunch, but we haven't started on smells. Right. Smells pretty good, so we'll get to that. And, of course, the Commander's Task Force is made up of the commanders from the American Legion, VFW, Disabled American Veterans, Marine Corps League, Vietnam Veterans of America, Military Order of the Purple Heart, AMVETS, Jewish War Veterans, and the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America. And I understand, Commander, that we just elected a new chair for the Commander's Task Force, and it's a Marine, and he comes from the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America, Todd Kemmery.
Yes, we did. And being Army myself, I do support the Marines.
Somebody's got to clean up after them when they break stuff. And right. We told him that earlier on the show. But he's been involved from a legislative standpoint for many, many years. And I think he's going to do a great job for you. And, of course, the Commander's Task Force, something relatively new for you since you're a new commander. But it's an opportunity for all the veteran service organizations to combine their membership, prioritize some legislative initiatives, and then go up the hill and talk to our legislatures. Are you looking forward to that process?
I am, and I think by combining our organizations together like this, we do have a stronger voice in the state for our veterans.
All right. Now, you're the new commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Can you tell us how many posts do we have and how many members, roughly?
Right now, we have 213 posts in the state and roughly 37,000 members active throughout the state.
And is the VFW growing or staying the same or shrinking?
Actually, we're growing, not only at a state level, but at a national level. Last year, we put in roughly 700 extra members than we had the year before.
And here in Minnesota, the VFW has been active forever. I've been a member over in Hopkins since the early 70s, and they do a lot of good work. What kind of missions, what type of things does the VFW do to help in the community?
Well, my number one goal this year is to continue the mission. That's been something that I've always thought we need to do. We need to keep going forward. And I want to see our VFW posts and the districts in our state do community events. Invite the community into their post to not only the veterans, but the citizens of their community. Because we as veterans have a lot of information that we get. There's a lot of programs out there that not only help the veterans, but can also help people that are struggling with some of the same issues to come into that in that community and help them out as well.
And Commander, are you seeing some of the younger veterans join? I mean, it's been over 20 years since the latest conflicts have happened, and there's a lot of people who have served. I know when I joined, World War II guys were saying, where's those Vietnam guys? How come they're not joining? But we did. How's it going now?
It's going really well. This year, we have the youngest leadership in the VFW in Minnesota. Myself being actually the youngest one out of the four line officers this year, so I feel pretty good about that. And the four of us that are real active, the commander, senior vice, junior vice, and the judge advocate, are all carrying that same message. We're all working together, moving forward, and having that younger membership in there is helping out. And we're seeing even younger members join as we move towards that community and family involvement and getting away from some of the stuff that we've done in the past.
And Commander, can you tell us about when you served?
I served from 1984. I joined the Army Reserves and retired in 2005. I did serve overseas in Desert Storm in 1991. And I also did three short deployments down to Central America in the early 90s.
So you were at a busy time in the reserves.
Yes.
Commander, over the last decade or two, more and more women are serving in the armed forces. And have we been able to attract them to join the veteran service organizations and help with the missions and the projects?
We have. I've seen an influx of female veterans that are joining. I think part of that is because of the female projects we have at the VA. The services that they're offering, they're increasing their services there. And we're getting that word out to our communities and letting the female veterans know that there's a lot more for them as well, not just just for the male members.
So are we fighting the old perception that the VFW is just a place where the old veterans go and have a beer and talk about the war stories and things? But VFW does a lot more than that, doesn't it?
Yes, we do. And some of the things that I've seen, I've actually seen over the last 4 years, VFW posts that had post homes, had bars, either selling that post and being more community involved, or they're turning that post from a bar into a community service structure, whether they're doing internet cafes. One of them opened up a coffee shop instead of a bar, and they're doing really well. They're actually flourishing.
So they've evolved and they're changing, and we're attracting some of the young men and women that have served in the military.
I think we're starting that.
Commander, we just got a couple of minutes left. Usually the VFW state commander, which is you, has a commander's project. Did you pick one this year?
I do have a commander's project, and it is about us. It's about the veterans. So my project is to support the veterans, support the VFW, and continue that growing as we move on.
So it's time to evolve, change the scene, change the expectations, get people involved, and get them out helping in their communities.
Yes, it is.
Now, Commander, we've got 2 minutes left here. Commander's Task Force, you're meeting all of these commanders, a couple of presidents, one commandant. Got to have the Marines here, too, you know.
Sure.
And my observation over the last 9 years that we've been doing the show is Commander's Task Force pulls together, and they can get a lot of work done.
That's what I'm hoping to see, and why I'm here today to meet my counterparts is to hopefully get a cohesive group going together and moving forward on the same issues and really supporting each other.
And a couple of weeks ago, they had a training session up at Camp Ripley. Our observation, we've been up there with them for years, there's a lot of resources available in Minnesota, a lot of organizations. You got the County Veteran Service Officers, you got MACV, you got the VA Medical Center. We're lucky here in Minnesota, all those organizations pull together.
They do, and I think it kind of goes back to that Minnesota nice. We all may be in different organizations, just like the different services. We're all served somewhere, and we all need to pull together and support each other, and that will help us moving forward.
So your expectations over the course of the next year, besides burning up a car probably, visiting VFW, what's your primary goal?
My primary goal is to get the VFW out in front of that community and let that community know that we're there for them.
And, of course, in most communities, we did a show earlier this year up from Garrison at the VFW up there, and they worked hand-in-hand with the city, raising funds, fixing things, and very collaborative up there. And I'm sure you hope that that's the case in most communities.
Yes, I do.
Commander, I want to thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio. We look forward to having you on the show a few times coming up this year. And bet you're going to come back and you're going to say what past commanders have said, that you can't travel anywhere in Minnesota without people hearing your voice.
That's true.
Thanks for joining us today. That was Chad Solheid, the state commander from the VFW, the state of Minnesota, on Minnesota Military Radio. Joining me now is Eric Carlson from Federal Premium Ammunition, where he is the director of operations. Eric, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Eric, for about, I think, the fifth year in a row, Federal Premium has hosted this annual event where we've been able to put on the Minnesota Military Radio show, and we've had the Commander's Task Force out here, which is the commanders of the 9 federally chartered veteran service organizations here in Minnesota, and Federal Premium has been great to us. We're in the clubhouse on the grounds. We're going to have some lunch here in a few minutes, and then these commanders and adjutants are going to go on a tour of Federal Premium. What a great event that you put on for these veteran leaders. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, we're excited to have you here. We're an honor to be able to show you our clubhouse, which at one time was a trap house. They used to be able to shoot here in downtown Anoka. And then the tour is always exciting. It's a fairly big facility with over 14 acres of manufacturing floor space for the guys to see.
Now, Federal Premium has been making ammunition up here in Anoka for, what, about 100 years now?
Yep. Federal Cartridge and Machine Company started in 1916, and then it went down a few years later, but it's been 1922 that we've been Federal Cartridge Company, so we'll celebrate our 100 year just in a few.
And I understand you employ a lot of veterans here.
We do. We have, on the operations side, we have over 1,000 people that are producing ammunition, and well over 10% are veterans, military veterans.
And, of course, we were introduced to Federal Premium by Dennis Angel, who retired a couple of years ago, but he just keeps coming back. You know, Marines do that, don't they?
Yeah, he's driven to succeed, and he's been great, too. He's out there helping us find the right places to put our money and help support the veterans.
And I understand that among your employees here, you've got some families that have second and third generations working here at the same plant.
We do. Yeah, we have a lot of in this heritage, a lot of people that are building this ammunition. And that helps us succeed, too, because that history and that knowledge, it just passes on from generation to next.
And Eric, as our listeners know, I serve on the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and Federal Premium has been coming to some of our golf tournaments for years now. A lot of your employees come out there and help us raise money so we can take care of Minnesota military families, and I want to thank you for that. But you also, like people don't realize, donate some ammunition to organizations such as they have a military youth camp up at Camp Ripley every year. And part of the week up there, those military kids go out and they do some shooting out at the range. And it's my understanding that Federal Premium throws in that ammunition so that they can do that.
Right. It's great that we have the opportunity to support our local communities with the ammo we build and hopefully build them long-time customers as well.
And according to Dennis, you must have to throw him out once in a while. He keeps coming over here and he's asking for ammo. He asked for some ammo for a shoot for the troops to help raise some money. And you support so many organizations. On behalf of all our listeners, I just want to thank you and Federal Premium for all the great support, the community support. Not every company does that, but Federal Premium is doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Now, Eric, as I said, we got you're going to feed all of these folks a nice lunch today, and then they get a tour of the plant, and I know there's a firing range over there. All these veterans are looking forward to seeing what kind of weapons are. Last time I went, there was a grease gun from World War II that we got to try. They're all looking forward to that, and they're pretty happy about it.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. It's an experience. It's underground, and we've got lots of ranges for them to shoot up a lot of different guns.
Well, Eric, once again, I want to thank you for hosting this event. It's a great event. Everybody's excited, and thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
That was Eric Carlson, the Director of Operations from Federal Premium Ammunition. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, our Veteran Service Organization commanders, who are members of the Commander's Task Force, Eric Carlson from Federal Premium Ammunition, Commissioner Larry Herkey, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we talk about what is being done to secure our next election with the Minnesota Secretary of State, Steve Simon, and the Minnesota National Guard Cyber Protection Team. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.